All right, guys. Today on the show, I have a fellow by the name of Jason Benoit. I actually ended up meeting up with Jason through a Skype group of all places. Jason was actually the head of a Skype group for something that pertains to email list building. And Jason ended up messaging me. We started chatting and we've had a few Skype conversations. And he's been online marketing for some time now. And we've had, two or three conversations on Skype. I, reached out to Jason and wanted to have him on the show because he's also someone who creates products, and today he's going to share a pretty interesting product for people that are looking to unsubscribe from multiple mailing lists. It's actually a really useful product. So I guess to start out, Jason, do you kind of want to share your story, how you got started online?
Sure. I'll try to make a long story kind of shortened here. It's been a long time. I'd say back in the late 80s, early 90s, that's when the internet really started coming into place, and that's back when I was in high school, so you can see how old I am.
Yeah.
So really when the internet started, I always had the entrepreneurial heart, and I always wanted to do something. I always had a website. I mean, I remember my very first website where I learned how to do HTML code, trying to sell some type of product or service at that time. And then to fast forward how things happened, as I ended up getting technical jobs doing financial institution software and learning how to do some cool stuff, and then getting onto the internet and actually doing some other programs as well. And so I started doing SEO for other companies, and then started actually running their technical background and running their email lists and building their list for them and sending out their special email offers so they get the back end money. Just built up my business, was doing a lot of SEO, a lot of this type of stuff. I was partners with a few other people where we helped do business incubation. Ended up running humongous email lists. Did some really large projects with some really big companies, really Fortune 500 companies. And ended up, of course, with any type of partnership, normally there's going to end up being some kind of breakup somewhere. So things were starting to go downhill, and I said, hey, you know what? I want to jump out here, and I want to start doing something for myself. Why am I building somebody else's email list and promoting their products, their services, and making them millions of dollars? I should do this for myself. I know how to do it. Let me jump in there and do it. So I ended up getting started, and when Twitter was just new and it was really big and it was just the latest craze, years ago, I just jumped in and I created a small little program, a free program that would actually connect your blog to Twitter.
Yeah.
And it sounds so simple, and it was, but that was the start of my my own true list building career online, promoting me, myself, and ended up getting thousands of people on an email list promoting that one product, and then it had a viral effect. I made sure it had a viral effect. And then all of a sudden, I'm a software developer myself, and I was thinking, hey, if somebody actually used this product for free, maybe I could make some kind of product or service that would complement the free product and sell it, make lots of money. So with that being said, that's exactly what I did. I ended up making a Twitter product, put it out there for sale, and it's just started really making really good money and learning some more list building and building the list up and up and up, and then ended up getting into doing a lot of affiliate marketing and selling solo ads when that came about a few years back. And I was lucky enough to be there at the very beginning of that, I guess we'll call it an industry, the solo ad industry. We didn't even call it solo ads back then. I was just selling clicks, and there was no true name to that. It was just cost per click type of thing, and through my email list. And then we just noticed there was a handful of us that we noticed that, hey, man, this is exploding. Ended up calling it solo ads, and boom, there went my career. It blew up, and really everything else is history, man. I just keep on making more products and more services for people to use to help them with their online business. And again, running my solo ad business on the side.
Right. So, I mean, you've pretty much, you started out building that one product and initially, actually following the whole guidelines of you were doing list building for other people, and then you realized, obviously, you know, that's good for you to get into as well, and that's where you got started.
Correct. You know, because I always knew, working for the other companies, the true money, and this sounds strange to some people, but it's just the truth. The true money isn't always on that upfront sale. It's on the back end. It's because normally, if anybody that's watching this, they're probably have been doing some internet marketing for some time, and they notice, hey, they go and they find a product. They purchase the product for a small dollar amount, and all of a sudden they're upsold into higher and higher and higher products. That's where your big money comes into place, is on the back end. So for these larger companies I was working with or for, I would always send out their special offers and notice, hey, what's sitting in the warehouse, what's been sitting there, and they want to get sold. That's, of course, what was going to be the next special. So you put it on a special price, send out your email, and then when you're sending an email to a couple hundred thousand people, of course, you know, shoot, you can send out an email that says, reply to me, enter, and you're going to get a certain amount of people that are going to do it. So it just ends up working. And I noticed, I was like, wow, the amount of money that you can make off the back end is ridiculous. So get somebody onto an email list, possibly giving them a free product to get them on the list, or selling a small small product up front and then upselling them into your larger ticket item.
Right. I know typically, like with a lot of the stuff you'd see on some on a website, say like the Warrior Forum, a lot of the products people offer, they'll do like the one-time offers, you know, prior, you know, they'll have a small sale item, you know, maybe it's $5 or $10, and then they'll pitch something that's a little bit more expensive. And then obviously a lot of people have, you know, membership courses and other things you can jump into. So that's kind of where you're seeing the bigger money has come from your list building.
Correct. Correct. It's always the big ticket item, and doing coaching is really where the big money's at, because you're charging somebody for your knowledge. It's information that you're selling, and that's where the big money comes into, is the bigger products and bigger services that you are promoting. Because when you really think about it, a lot of people I see are scared of putting a high ticket product in their sales funnel. Don't. Why be afraid? Because they're going to sit here and go, hey, I've sent 100 clicks to this and nobody bought. Well, it's a high ticket item. You know, if you're selling something that is $1,000, it's going to take more types of people usually to get to that point to then buy it. But if you sent 500 clicks and somebody bought that one product and you made $1,000, that's $2 EPC right there, you know. And
right.
Some people really aren't thinking. You need fewer high ticket item sales than you do small ticket item sales, but you want to get the person in normally on a smaller product price point and then upsell them into something that complements that product or service.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's all kind of exposure. The more people that are exposed to it, then there's just that much more likelihood that someone's going to buy those higher ticket items.
Correct. Correct.
Makes sense. So I know, I mean, I guess we're on the topic. You know, I figure we could keep going with kind of like the solo ad direction for the moment. You know, obviously, you got started with that because that's kind of what you were doing for companies. You know, let's say someone's listening to this and they don't know what solo ads are. They're really still pretty new with list building. Would there be any particular places or resources you might send them to kind of start learning about solo ads?
Learning, honestly, because this is just right off the top of my head, not in particularly to learn. I know there's people that go out there that coach other individuals on how to set up a solo ad business. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're one of them or not. I know myself, I do that, and I'm not trying to, you know, sell anybody.
But
solo ad, when it really gets down to it, the simplistic thing about a solo ad, if nobody knows what a solo ad is, it really is, once you have an email list, you're sending a specific amount of clicks. Somebody's buying traffic from you, from your email list. So if John was buying a solo ad for me, John would then be saying, Jay, I need you to send traffic to this link over here. Here's the email I want you to send, and I'm going to guarantee him X amount of unique traffic to that link for X amount of dollars. That's really simplistically what a solo ad is. It honestly, it's a business that's really easy to get into. It's not that I'll say it's one of the easiest things I've done online in terms of time and cost. It might take me 5-10 minutes to set up the email and a tracking link, and send it out. But then yet I'm making thousands of dollars doing solo ads when the amount of time I'm putting into it is very minimal.
Right, right. Makes sense. I know I've kind of dabbled into that avenue a little bit. I know as we've talked, I didn't have some of the best luck with it. I think it's all kind of in who you're connecting with. I know if I knew better now, for anyone that might be seriously interested in this stuff, I think going to a place like safeswaps.com is probably a good resource to start, because they rate people and you can kind of see the results of what solo ads are doing for people and, you know, what kind of offers they're willing to promote and things like that. And that's where I'd probably get started if I were to dive into that.
Well, true. I didn't think about that one. Yeah, SafeSwaps is good because it shows ratings and things like that. I know there's another site coming up called Solo Checker. It's going to be coming up soon. Yep. That one's kind of cool. I'm not sure if you've seen that yet. No. Where you'll be able to see in real time the what solo ads are available right now and what the cost is right now. It's kind of a cool concept, because normally right now, if you're looking to buy a solo ad, you're going out to places like SafeSwaps, you're going into Skype chat rooms, you're going into the Warrior Forum classified section, you're going over into Facebook groups, and you're searching for these sellers. And then you're trying to find out who is the good seller and who's not. Well, and who has clicks available at this time, that one site, and it's not mine. So, hey, I'm not, you know, getting any affiliate commission or nothing off this. I'm just saying I've seen this, and it was awesome. It was Solo Checker. And you would log in, and it would actually show you a calendar across the screen and the date and times and how many clicks are available and how much it was. And you can click on it. You can see the person's name, their rating, everything, and buy it immediately right on the spot. It was really phenomenal. So as a buyer, instead of you searching multiple different places and arenas and trying to find out, hey, do you really have a solo ad available on this date and time? It's just instantaneous. You know it. You see it. It makes it easier for the buyer to go out there and do that. And for a seller, hey, if you can actually go out there and put exactly what your solo ads are and when how many clicks you have available and what dates and what times, perfect. Right. You know, now it just connects the two really well together.
Now, I know I figured I'd ask about this. I know that a lot of solo ad sellers particularly only like to promote free offers to their lists. If you, like, let's say, you know, you want to get started in the solo ad business and you've decided to set up a free offer, what would you say, you know, what are some things that you might promote as free offers?
As if I was a solo ad seller and people were coming to me, well, my niche is always internet marketing, make money online, business ops. So really, I'm going to promote any offer that gives value to my subscribers. I'm a little bit different than most. There's some solo ad sellers that'll just take anything and promote any type of product, service, squeeze page, no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm a bit different. Sometimes I really look at my list as mine, even though I might be promoting something else. I still want to give my subscribers value. So I'm not going to send to a website that says, here's how you can make X amount of money in X amount of days. Everybody has seen that a million times. I want something that's a good, good value.
Yeah.
So I really, personally myself, I'm very picky on the solo ads I'll accept. There's people I turn away and I refund them their money. They just automatically pay me into PayPal and I see the link they want promoted and I'm sorry. You know, that's not really a value to my subscribers and return it back.
Right.
So I would, as a solo ad seller, I would say if you're wanting things that I will promote, it's just going to be different squeeze pages, things that look different.
Right.
It's not the same as everybody else. You know, if you're doing exactly the same thing, saying the exact same message, 9 times out of 10, these subscribers have already seen that.
Yeah,
you have to be different. And oh my gosh, it's so. I had one person buy a solo ad from me yesterday, and looked at the link, and I was like, "Oh wow, this is just incredible!" It was something brand new, looked different, different message, the way that everything worked out. And really, it wasn't a free product; it was a paid product.
Yeah.
And normally, I won't send to just directly to a paid product. It's easier to get clicks, of course, for a free product than it is a paid product. But it was so different, and so now it was a Facebook type of thing. I was like, wow, man, this is awesome. No problem promoting it at all.
That's cool. I mean, obviously there's a lot that you can kind of get into. I know like the basics of solo ads are pretty, like the idea of it's simple where you're really buying or selling an email list from someone else. But I know you can get into more intricate things like building email lists by just swapping. I guess they call it ad swapping commonly. You know, yep. You can send your offers to other people that already have lists of similar size, and then you could build your list quickly that way without actually spending any money, and then you're helping other people and they're helping you.
Correct. And where solo ads really came about, I'm not sure if anybody really understands this, is years ago, we were all doing ad swapping. So I would send your ad to my list, you would send my ad to your list. All of a sudden, I had somebody come and say, well, what if I just paid you to send my ad? I don't want to send your ad to my list. I just want to pay you to send my ad, you know, or that person's ad to my list. I was like, oh, sure. Okay, well, let's pay for the number of clicks that I'm going to send you. Awesome. That is really how solo ads ended up starting. It was through ad swapping, and then somebody said, hey, I don't want to ad swap. I just want to pay you to send my email to your list. And that's really a good way of generating a list as well, as doing ad swaps. I'm very successful doing that, ad swapping and mini giveaway events and so many other little things that you can do. And I will say this, just list building in general, it's not just doing one thing. It's doing many. Okay, you just don't want to buy solo ads and that's it. You just don't want to do ad swapping and that's it. You want to do them all. Okay, you don't want to do it all immediately at one time. Don't overwhelm yourself. You know, you buy some solo ads, then you get into a mini giveaway event, or you're putting on a mini giveaway event, then you're setting up ad swaps when you're not possibly selling your own solo ads, and just everything all together is going to be help build you bigger or stronger, build your list up. But there's many of other things that people don't even think about on building an email list. And I know I'm spanning off a little bit, but I just want to make this point because I think this would really help people out. Yeah. There's things that I call integration marketing, okay, where totally free, you just find people that are around the same list size and they're building their list about the same as you, and just go to them and say, hey, why don't we work together and I will put an email in my autoresponder follow-up series. So on day two, they'll get your email if you do the same thing in return for me. So on your email list, they'll be sending, or that person would send my swipe on day two to their list. So right. It's cross-promotion. Cross-promote each other on your download pages, your thank you pages. I mean, there's so many different little nooks and crannies. I look at an entire sales funnel and every single email that gets sent out, you got to look at that as real estate. And how can you use every single bit and piece of that real estate?
Yeah, it makes sense. I know that one of the things I was able to do, I think it was someone in, if it wasn't your group, it was another Skype group. Someone was willing, they actually did a solo ad for me by just giving them a testimonial because they didn't have any testimonials yet for their solo ad, like sales page.
Correct. Yeah. I've seen, because there's a lot of new solo ad sellers that come in, you know, every week, and they're always wanting to get testimonials, of course, because video testimonials or any type of testimonial is going to help your business, and you want it from real people. So, yeah, I've gotten some free solo ads myself, to be honest with you, just for a video testimonial for individuals.
Yeah, that's cool. So something else I thought I've done a little bit with it is SafeList. Is that something that you, like, steer clear from, or is that something you've had some success with? I don't know if you've dived into it at all.
I have steered clear. You know, I've done some things similar to SafeList. I've bought some lists before, to be honest with you, and done some things with that. I've never had very good success with things like that. I have bought other people's email businesses.
Yep.
Email marketing business, people that all of a sudden they have a list of 10,000 people and go, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, well, then I'll buy your entire business. And I've done that. So it's an instant email list. I actually did that just recently. Just bought somebody's email list that was just over 10,000 subscribers.
Wow.
And it works out for me. Anybody wanting to sell their email list, let me know. but I haven't worked with SafeList that much. I mean, I jumped into it just a tiny bit, but not enough for me to really give a good, fair judgment. Does that make sense?
Right. I know I've done I went through a course that kind of like gave you a full list, and I think I signed up for about 10 of them. And I guess for anyone who's not familiar with safe lists are kind of like the same idea as solo ads, where you're borrowing a list, but most of them are run by websites, and they sort of regulate. You know, you might get like a credit amount that you'll have in their system, and you could send out an email to all the people that are subscribed to that website. And generally, they're going to be a little more flooded with just about everything. And if you sign up with just about any normal email, you're going to get so many emails, you're not even going to be able to see your normal stuff.
Right. What I noticed myself is when I went into a few of these, it's everybody else is there trying to do the same thing and promote. They're not there to read and see. They're just trying to promote. So anytime right. that I would see an email coming from that specific safe list, because some of them would have something specific in the from name coming into your email box, I actually made a rule just to put it right into the trash. So everybody else is just trying to promote. And, you know, they're just signing up saying, oh, cool, there's 10,000 people on here. I'm going to send an email. Well, all those 10,000 people are just there to promote themselves.
Right, right. No, I totally agree. I know I was using, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there is a website called, I believe it's Viral Inbox, and it allows you to create email accounts with, like, specific tags. So if you had a username, you could make, like, username ABC, username ZYX, and you could make a ton of these email accounts, and then you could use those emails to sign up for those safe lists, and then you can go into their app on the Viral Inbox site, and then you could manage all the safe lists and see what you'd be signed up on their systems, and then you wouldn't have to be getting all the right. junk from the safe right. list in your yeah. regular account.
Well, that brings into place, something that we're going to end up talking about is, you know, a lot of your inboxes, once you start getting into email marketing, you sign up on, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 email lists. And before you know it, your inbox is full of emails because all those people are sending 2, 3 emails a day. Then somehow magically your email address ends up getting on 10 other email lists as well. And you're receiving email from other people. So before you know it, your whole entire inbox, it's going crazy with emails every day. And I've had that issue occur to me where I know I signed up on select email lists myself because those are things that I wanted to receive. And then before you know it, you're just getting things from crazy people, John Doe over here and this person over there. It's like, well, what is, I never signed up on that, but why am I still receiving this? And of course, as your career goes on, and especially if you're a solo ad seller and buyer, you're subscribing to somebody's email list just to see what their funnel's like. And before you know it, you're just tons of emails. And you get to this point of you're just going nuts. Okay. You're trying to go through your inbox, find the important emails that you really want to see. And then, you know, you're trying to get rid of all the crap. And I've sat here literally myself and gone through my inbox and looking at all the emails I was receiving and open it up, click on unsubmit, go to their page, make sure it really unsubmitted, go to the next email. Yep. And literally, one day I literally sat down, no joke, I was there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just, I was like, oh my gosh, I should get my assistant to do this for you. But, you know, I don't know. I just got onto a roll and I was wasting time. Really, it ends up wasting time. I'm sitting there going, gosh, this is just ridiculous. So that is really where I came up with this idea of how can I create something where I can just unsubscribe from all these email lists that are in my inbox that I don't want to be on. And that's where I came up with the Unsubscribe Instantly program that we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
John, did I show you a demo of that product? I can't remember.
Yeah, you briefly did the other night. I mean, I know for anyone who's watching the actual video of this, you know, if you want to do a screen share like we discussed, you can kind of show a demo. I suppose for anyone who's listening on the podcast, they'll have to come back and check this part out on the video because he's going to show a demo of how this product works. It's actually pretty amazing. It's something I could see myself using because my main email is basically flooded. I mean, I have done exactly what you've talked about. I've gone in and I was literally sorting through all my junk mail and just like unsubscribing for 2 hours. Like one Saturday morning, I remember I sat there just unsubscribing from stuff.
Right. It gets a little crazy at times. So
yeah,
what I'll try to do for the people that are on a podcast, I'll try to just explain it as I'm going through. Since they can't see a video. Now, the program unsubscribeinstantly.com, it's really, I made it free for anybody to use. So you can actually go in and clean up your inbox. And the main gist of this was I wanted them or my subscribers. I was going to give this to my subscribers and say, hey, help clean up your inbox, you know, and on the front page that I promote here, for the people that are on the podcast and can't read this, it says, email has gotten out of control. Your inbox is full of newsletter subscriptions. Time to admit it's a mess and start to do some inbox cleaning so you can get to the important stuff, which is true. You know, really, if you think about it, look at your inbox. I guarantee if you've been doing internet marketing for any amount of time, you have a ton of crap in there.
Yeah.
So the way that I wanted this to work is easily they would just type in their email address. So let me just try my Yahoo email address, because what this program does is with Yahoo and Gmail, it uses a feature is what's called OAuth. And what OAuth is, it's a way with, I know with Gmail and Yahoo right now, where this program can connect to your email account without you having to give up your password. You're just giving a certain program access to get in to limited access to your email account.
Nice.
And so here's Yahoo. It comes up. It says, hey, do you want to give Unsubscribe Instantly access to your Yahoo mail? You just click on it, agree. And what this program will do is actually go in to your account and actually search for the newsletters that are in there that can be unsubscribed from. Okay. So on the screen right now for the people on a podcast, it just went through my Yahoo account and found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 newsletter subscriptions. And honestly, I don't use Yahoo that much. It was used just for me to make sure that my emails were getting into the inbox. So on the screen, it already pre-checks all these. And there's a little checkbox next to each one that came through. I can uncheck the ones I don't want to unsubscribe from. Let me say I don't want to unsubscribe from here.
I think, were you doing the screen share? Because I wasn't seeing it on the video, so I wasn't sure if you actually had it running.
Oh, shoot. Let me try it one more time. Maybe something occurred. Give me 1 second. You there with me? Can you see the screen now?
Yep.
Okay. Let me actually just go back to the homepage real quick so I can show people how this looks. Let me go into my Yahoo account. Here's the homepage. I'll just type in my email address, click go. Yahoo's going to come up. Hey, do you want to have access to Yahoo Mail? Click on agree. Gmail is basically the same type of thing. It says, do you want to have access to your Gmail account? But all of a sudden, here it is. See it downloading the emails?
Yep.
And these are the newsletters you can unsubscribe from, okay? So down below, it'll give you some stats. I had 18 emails in my inbox, 12 are newsletter emails, 5 are from unique newsletter senders. So here's all 5 of them up here. So let's say I want to unsubscribe from here. Just these 2 I want to unsubscribe from, for instance. All I have to do is make sure those are clicked or those are checked. I'll click on the unsubscribe box or button. Now, some of these are actual links. How do I say this? Sometimes when you unsubscribe, you have to physically go to a link. You cannot send an unsubscribe email. Some you can, some you can't. So in this case, one of them was a link I had to go to. The program will automatically pop up a window and go to that link. If you have a pop-up blocker, no worries. It'll actually tell you here that there's an unsubscribe link and you can click on it and it would pop up another tab and go to it. Like, here is one that actually had an error. It was trying to unsubscribe from Yahoo Mail, and I bet you there was just a problem with this Yahoo Mail account. This was an old email. But let me actually go back, and I'm just going to show you guys one other one that is much bigger. I'll go into my Gmail account real quick and just show you what that looks like. And this is what most people will probably end up seeing. Now, you're going to end up seeing a bunch of different emails come in. It'll just take a few seconds for everybody on the podcast. I'm just running the same program using my Gmail account. And now I know it's going to go back and find several different newsletters that I'm subscribed to that I'm receiving and show them on the screen. So just give it a few seconds because now it's really going in and downloading the email information to find out what newsletters are in there that they can then subscribe from.
Yeah, I mean, this is literally pulling up everything he's got, you know,
right.
Facebook and different people's email lists and all kinds of different...
Right. So instead of me personally going in one by one by one and saying, going through into Gmail, clicking on the email, clicking on the unsubscribe button, I'm just running this one time. Now, the cool feature of this is what I did and what I'm doing is this is a software package. So, of course, I'm selling this service to other individuals. Now, the cool thing about this service is you can configure this so you have you actually configure it with the email addresses you send email from, and it'll skip over those. Like, I know I'm signed up to my own email list, and of course, right. I'm signed up just to make sure everything goes in my inbox. You will not see my name here. I cannot unsubscribe from myself. So if you actually purchase the service yourself, you can have your subscribers do this. And what it's effectively doing is eliminating your competition. Okay, it's my issue came into place where with my email list and people I have on my list, I know they're on more than 10 different email lists themselves. I surveyed my list before, and that was the highest number I had. I said, how many email lists are you on? You know, 1 to 2, 2 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 plus. And over 80% of the people said they're on over 10 email lists. Now, I know that's got to be even more than that. Now, that the first time I ran this and I saw how many email lists I was on, I was really amazed. I was like, holy mackerel, this was crazy.
Yeah,
I've cleaned it up a lot since then. But to be able to give this type of service to your subscribers and get them to unsubscribe from your competition. Now, I don't have an issue getting into the inbox. I'm using services like AWeber, GetResponse, and my emails. I make sure I don't have, you know, spam words in them and things like that. So I don't have an issue getting into somebody's inbox. The issue is getting them to see my email compared to the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 emails they're receiving every day.
True.
I want mine to stand out. So, hey, here's a service that you can use that can go in and unsubscribe instantly from all these different individuals, because I'm sure that you have information overload and you're reading all this different stuff. Use this service to be able to unsubscribe, and I promise you I'll be giving you some good value-added emails myself type of thing. So right, you can promote this multiple different ways yourself. I mean, you can promote it within your sales funnels, within follow-up emails. I mean, there's so many different things you can do to promote this type of service. But let me just go in here quickly. I'm going to actually unsubscribe from some of these things and just show you, for the people that can actually see this video, exactly what this looks like when you're unsubscribing. I know I showed you the Yahoo one, but that really wasn't a good test.
Yeah.
Because there are some errors on that. There just wasn't enough emails to unsubscribe from my Yahoo account. Let me just give me one second. Let me find some ones. And, it, you know, it's pretty funny because you end up finding the emails that you really want to actually stay on. You know, like all of a sudden you have Delta that you're receiving and NBC Suites and Hilton Honors and all these different emails, and you just never knew that you really had that many. So let me hear. I have several of these checked that I want to unsubscribe from. I'll then click on the unsubscribe button, and you'll see there it is. It's starting to send emails and actually take me to unsubscribe links that need to be taken to. So like here's an example of a link that you have to go to unsubscribe. You would have to physically type in your email address and click on yes, you want to unsubscribe from this offer. There's no way you can unsubscribe via email. So, you know, if I really want to unsubscribe from here, I'd have to type that in and click yes. So if they let me get that window off the screen, and now you can see here's the status of all these that I unsubscribe from that showed you success, unsubscribe from this person. Success from this person, this person, this person. And then there's a little warning icon that you would see. The warning icon will show up if it's an unsubscribed link. And it'll tell you down below, hey, 4 unsubscribed emails sent successfully, 1 unsubscribed website that needs to be visited. So depending on if you have a pop-up blocker or not, depends on whether you might have to click the unsubscribed link that's displayed on the right-hand side of the screen.
Cool.
Kind of cool. Really easy. So I successfully have a program that is going to successfully unsubscribe you from multiple different people at one time, one shot. Really quick and easy.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is I could see anyone, you know, not even email marketers or online marketers using this. Anyone could use this program.
Right. Well, yeah, what you're trying to do effectively is I want everybody to use mine because they're going to be unsubscribing from everybody else.
Yep.
Okay. But me. So that is effectively eliminating the competition. So really, if you had a copy of this software, you could be having your subscribers unsubscribing from everybody else but you. And so it's almost like the first person that really gets to that subscriber and has them unsubscribe from everybody else and really run this to clean up their inbox, they win. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty pressed for time this morning, for this particular interview. But I will definitely leave a link in the show notes, and I'll also leave links to some of the things we discussed, Safe Swaps, and I know you mentioned that new site. If you send me the URL, I'll leave that as well, okay. The one that's up and coming for solo ads.
Yep.
And I can leave a link to your blog as well. I know it's jasonbenoit.com, is it?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll leave a link to that, and people could check out your site as well. Obviously, I know you mentioned that you offer coaching services. So if that's something that maybe someone's listening, they're interested in learning about solo ads or getting guidance from Jason. I've had several conversations with you off the interview, and I know you would be pretty useful for someone who's a newbie or who even a veteran for learning something new.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Contact me on my blog. You can get me on Facebook. It's Jason Benoit, JasonBenoitIM. Just go to Facebook.com, Jason Benoit IM. Or you can catch me on Skype. It's JayBenoit. And I'm more than happy to chat with you.
Yep. I'll leave links to Skype and Facebook as well, and people can connect with you.
Perfect.
I appreciate your time, Jason, and I hope, possibly in the future, I know you've got other products that you're working on, and I'm sure you'll be doing more in the future, and I can have you on again, and we could talk about those as well.
Sounds great. Anytime.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.